Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 27th of June. And here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Uber has won its appeal to continue operating in London. A judge for the Westminster Magistrates Court announced in a decision yesterday. The company has been given a probationary license that requires a review every 15 months. The city's transportation authority, Transport for London, declined to review Uber's license in September last year. Uber continued operating in London after it appealed TfL decision last fall. According to this decision, Uber will have to provide TfL with an independently verified audit of its own operations every 6 months. The decision also lays out specifics that Uber must adhere when it comes to reporting criminal activity by its drivers, complaints from users, or changes the way it handles the data of drivers and passengers. Wi-Fi devices have been using the same security protocol for over a decade, but yesterday that will begin to change. The Wi-Fi Alliance, which oversees adoption of the Wi-Fi standard, is beginning to certify products that support WPA3, the successor of WPA2 security protocol that's been in use since 2004. The new protocol provides a number of additional protections for devices connected over Wi-Fi. One big improvement makes it harder for hackers to crack your password by guessing it over and over again, and another limits what data hackers can see once they've uncovered the password. Amazon and eBay have signed an agreement with the European Commission to crack down on the market for illegal and dangerous goods on the internet. Dangerous content, as defined by the Commission, includes anything from incitement to hatred and violence to child sexual abuse material, unsafe products, and products infringing copyright. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.